Hello and welcome to all of you faithful Hacks readers. As you're probably aware, this is the first Wannabe Hacks audioboo. It's a little bit of an experiment, so please bear with us. You should expect to hear all the other hacks at some point, and we really hope that you find this an interesting way to sort of listen to our thoughts and insights and get stuck into content on the site. So I'm Nick Petrie, the intern. And today I'm going to be taking you through a few thoughts I've been having about your CV. Now, this isn't about how to sort of get a good-looking CV in terms of all of those advice, like how-to columns written on various blogs across the internet. The idea here is the little bits and pieces that people don't think about when choosing work experience to beef up their CV, and how these things will affect your opportunity of getting a job in the future. So the first one, it's actually an idea suggested to me by the student, and it's about location. You really have to think quite hard about the commute you're going to be taking to your placement, and you know how this is going to affect your day-to-day. And if it's an hour and a half in the morning, an hour and a half in the evening, you're going to find yourself sort of resenting the travelling. It's going to cost you a lot of money, and you're going to be tired, so you may not be getting the best out of your placement. So another thought I've been having is about transferable skills. You don't actually need work experience that is in the industry that you're looking at. If you can get work experience in an industry that's related, one that you also find interesting, then you're going to have many transferable skills that you can put down on your CV as that will be useful to potential employers. So remember that one. Doesn't have to be the industry that you are interested in working in. Someone also once gave me advice about serial interning. So yeah, one internship after another, one bit of work experience after another. And before you know it, you spent a year working for free. You've got some good skills, but after a while, you weren't really learning anything new. So you've got to remember when no more experience really will help. And to make that decision, to really start pushing people to actually give you a job. Now, I know that this is a much easier thing to say than to do in the current climate, but it's something worth remembering. The other thing is don't just go for the big names. Sometimes, of course, a good name on your CV is a really good calling card when sending your CV to a potential employer. But at a smaller startup or a company with less employees, there's far more chance of you actually getting stuck in to the sort of the gears and the cogs of the company, being given more opportunities and actually having real skills that you can put down on your CV or demonstrate to a potential employer. The last one is make sure you go for a mix between short and long, between new and old companies. Yeah, so get a range of experience. An 8-week internship, a 3-month one, a 6-month one. These can be really good things because you bed in at the company, you make friends, and you can actually work on projects and see things through from start to finish. However, you shouldn't sniff a week here or a week there, local papers or different publications, because they're all going to give you different opportunities, and you'll see a range of offices, equipment, software, all things that you can put down as a sort of expanded knowledge and be useful to your employer. So that's just a few thoughts. I hope you guys have found it interesting and not too long. There will be other audio booths to follow, and there are a couple of other new things coming on the Wannabe Hacks website too. So do keep your eyes open and keep logging on. Thanks very much. Bye.